Task 1. You are going to listen to a radio program about Komodo Island, where rare animals live. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences, 1 to 10, using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Among the nations that have in recent years tried to build up wildlife tourism is Indonesia, home to the world's largest lizard, the Komodo dragon. Last year, the government announced a plan to make the town of Labuan Bajo, which is currently the access point for Komodo National Park's numerous islands, into one of 10 major tourism destinations. Ominously, the government scheme is called 10 New Balis. The idea isn't to ease pressure on the over-touristed island of Bali, for which a new major airport is planned, but to copy its success at attracting millions of tourists on budget holidays every year. In the process, Bali's combination of heaving beaches, growing water shortages, and mountains of rubbish may also be replicated at the 10 other destinations. What was once a small fishing village, romantic and secluded, with almost no visitors, has now turned into a buzzing town full of construction sites for new hotels and restaurants, reported a CNBC correspondent visiting Labuan Bajo in January. Between 2008 and 2018, the annual number of visitors to Komodo National Park increased from 44,000 to 176,000. One big attraction, apart from nature itself, is the price. The park's entry fee is only about $12. Lonely Planet named the island chain that includes Komodo its best value destination for 2020. That was before the guidebook publisher was hit by the global lockdown and suspended most of its commercial activities in April. Indonesia's preference for mass over elite tourism has been guided by the addition of 2 million young people to the labour market each year. More tourists means more jobs. But as visitor numbers to the islands have risen, the dragon population has fallen. Mating practices were disrupted by tourists, while deer poaching depleted their main food source and logging destroyed their habitat. In 2018, the governor of the province in which the park lies advocated increasing the entrance fee to $500 with the aim of attracting richer tourists, reducing visitor numbers and protecting the lizards. In March 2019, after smugglers stole more than 40 Komodo dragons, his administration went a step further and announced that the island of Komodo, home to around 1,700 giant lizards, would close for the whole of 2020 to allow the reptiles, the deer they feed on, and their shared habitat to recuperate. But the governor's attempts at conserving the region's main attraction went down badly with many of the locals who make a living from tourism. They demanded that tourists be allowed on Komodo. And in October, the national government overruled the governor and the plan was cancelled. The virus is succeeding where the governor of East Nusa Tenggara failed. Entry to the Komodo National Park has been barred to all but the fishing communities that inhabit it. The dragons sup on venison and fish, which have returned in spectacular numbers to these over-visited waters. Still, it's not hard to imagine what will happen once tourism becomes feasible again. On the 14th of April, Indonesia's finance minister predicted that coronavirus, by freezing the tourist trade, could leave as many as 5.2 million Indonesians unemployed. Unless some alternative path for job creation can be found in the future, as soon as flights resume, tourists will be encouraged to return en masse, and the dragons will once again come under threat. Among the nations that have in recent years tried to build up wildlife tourism is Indonesia, home to the world's largest lizard, the Komodo dragon. Last year, the government announced a plan to make the town of Labuan Bajo, which is currently the access point for Komodo National Park's numerous islands, into one of 10 major tourism destinations. Ominously, the government scheme is called 10 New Balis. The idea isn't to ease pressure on the over-touristed island of Bali, for which a new major airport is planned, but to copy its success at attracting millions of tourists on budget holidays every year. In the process, Bali's combination of heaving beaches, growing water shortages, and mountains of rubbish may also be replicated at the 10 other destinations. What was once a small fishing village, romantic and secluded, with almost no visitors, has now turned into a buzzing town full of construction sites for new hotels and restaurants, reported a CNBC correspondent visiting Labuan Bajo in January. Between 2008 and 2018, the annual number of visitors to Komodo National Park increased from 44,000 to 176,000. One big attraction, apart from nature itself, is the price. The park's entry fee is only about $12. Lonely Planet named the island chain that includes Komodo its best value destination for 2020. That was before the guidebook publisher was hit by the global lockdown and suspended most of its commercial activities in April. Indonesia's preference for mass over elite tourism has been guided by the addition of 2 million young people to the labour market each year. More tourists means more jobs. But as visitor numbers to the islands have risen, the dragon population has fallen. Mating practices were disrupted by tourists, while deer poaching depleted their main food source and logging destroyed their habitat. In 2018, the governor of the province in which the park lies advocated increasing the entrance fee to $500 with the aim of attracting richer tourists, reducing visitor numbers, and protecting the lizards. In March 2019, after smugglers stole more than 40 Komodo dragons, his administration went a step further and announced that the island of Komodo, home to around 1,700 giant lizards, would close for the whole of 2020 to allow the reptiles, the deer they feed on, and their shared habitat to recuperate. But the governor's attempts at conserving the region's main attraction went down badly with many of the locals who make a living from tourism. They demanded that tourists be allowed on Komodo. And in October, the national government overruled the governor and the plan was cancelled. The virus is succeeding where the governor of East Nusa Tenggara failed. Entry to the Komodo National Park has been barred to all but the fishing communities that inhabit it. The dragons sup on venison and fish, which have returned in spectacular numbers to these over-visited waters. Still, it's not hard to imagine what will happen once tourism becomes feasible again. On the 14th of April, Indonesia's finance minister predicted that coronavirus, by freezing the tourist trade, could leave as many as 5.2 million Indonesians unemployed. Unless some alternative path for job creation can be found in the future, as soon as flights resume, tourists will be encouraged to return en masse, and the dragons will once again come under threat.